Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Turning Point podcast series. Today we're speaking with Joe Freiberger, who's a director with SC&H Group, about the need for state and local agencies to enhance business processes and risk management efforts. And Joe, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's jump in and tell us a little bit about SC&H Group and your risk management services for state and local government agencies.
Certainly. We do work with quite a number of state and local organizations, as well as nonprofits and authority groups as well. And the focus of our service line and our attention really is to assist many of those organizations in improving upon their business processes, looking at their internal controls, making sure that the processes are efficient and effective. And we serve as internal auditors for many of those organizations as well. So internal audit service, business process improvement, and a pretty strong evaluation of internal controls. That's the central topics, if you will, that our group focuses on.
So tell us about why these services are so important right now. You know, certainly state and local agencies have continually been challenged when it comes to budget and resources constraints, and of course there's always pressure for them to improve services, especially when it comes to citizen services. So we'd love to hear more about your take on why these services are so critical right now.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think there's a lot of pressure right now on many of these organizations from a budgetary standpoint, and a lot of the state and local groups that we work with have gone through some elections here in the past fall, and now there are a lot of initiatives that the newly elected representatives want to achieve. So there's a continuing push to grow the level of services. And from the citizen group as well, there's a lot of demand and continuing demand for services from their localities. But those two topics really push against each other, so you have increasing demand with fewer and fewer resources to deal with. So it becomes incumbent upon many of those organizations then to look closely at how are they going to deliver those services with a reduced budget. And in most cases, the answer is to become more efficient, to look for ways to streamline those processes, and that's really where we come into play, is to evaluate many different processes, whether that's fire and rescue services, healthcare services, what have you, that are going to be delivered. We look at that from end to end to determine how it might be streamlined, made more efficient, speeding up the process. That's really central to what we're doing and helping those organizations in most cases, looking at how to make something more efficient, because there's too much manual intervention, too much paperwork, if you will, that's being created.
Let's shift gears real quick, because I know we've covered one of your kind of excellent case studies with North County Transit District. And tell us a little bit more about that use case and any other examples that you have to share.
Certainly. Well, with North County, as well as some of the other organizations that we've worked with, it was pretty evident that in many of the internal processes, there was too much manual activity that was taking place. For example, in the procurement process, from procuring goods for the county employees and those that are going to deliver the services, it was pretty evident that the process took a long time to complete. It slowed down the delivery of services on the part of the organization itself, and then all the way through to payment to the individual vendors. Slow payment to vendors. Vendors aren't particularly happy when that happens, of course. So we identified a process that would streamline how goods were being procured, how they were going to be delivered and paid for, and that really centered quite a bit on implementing some technology that the organization was able to implement at a relatively low cost. So that did speed up the process. That's certainly one example. Another is lack of documentation of processes, and that really, really it becomes important because some of the localities that we're working with are having some issues with turnover, primarily because of an aging workforce. So when there are retirements, there's a knowledge gap, if you will, because those individuals who know how to execute certain procedures and services are no longer with the organization, and there's a lack of documentation on how that process should work. So we've been pretty instrumental in helping North County as well as others document how a process could work and should work on a day-to-day basis. It helps, too, because if there is turnover, then you avoid having a lack or a gap, if you will, of service delivery because there's a lack of knowledge. So, again, we believe it's important that policies, procedures, daily practices be thoroughly documented and folks are trained on how to carry out their duties. So those are just a couple of examples that I could offer you.
That's great. Thanks, Joe. And let's talk real quick about smart cities. It seems to be a really hot topic these days. We certainly cover it quite often. How can a state and local agency, or really a city in general, improve their business processes and ultimately lay the foundation for making these types of transformations? Because it certainly seems to be the future of where the typical American city is headed. And I would just venture a guess that you need this stuff as the foundation, as the springboard to achieve these kind of lofty goals.
Right. So, it ties in with what we've talked about a few moments ago. There is an increasing desire and demand for services coming from the localities, but at the same time, there's also a need to have the efficiencies built into those exercises so they can be delivered in a timely fashion. So, improving upon those business processes and making sure that they're done efficiently, effectively, that timelines are being met, quality is appropriately measured and delivered is really key. And again, if citizens are going to be satisfied with the services that are delivered, then that demand, of course, will continue to increase. So there is a real need to have all these business processes implemented and make sure that there's an effective process that's in place and a measuring and monitoring capacity as well, so that you know when something may be going awry and you can make some quick adjustments to the process itself. So there's an element of overview, monitoring, managing once the business process has been developed in a very effective manner.
Great. Excellent. You know, Joe, this has been wonderful having you on our show today. Before we sign off, anything else you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, not that I can think of. I think we did touch on a lot of the critical topics today.
Perfect. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Turning Point podcast interview with Joe Freiberger, who's a director with SC&H Group. And Joe was kind enough today to share his insights into the need for the right business processes and risk management resources for state and local government agencies, especially as they're continually dealing with resource challenges, but also in terms of looking into the future into becoming smart cities as well. And Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.